Did you always bale your hay?
Yes.
Even when you were a boy?
When we were boys, I was always baling the hay.
Never made small piles in the field. Do you know what one of these small piles would be called?
Haystack.
Haystack? That would be a little one? Maybe. A little one? Maybe that size?
No. Stack is... be familiar with it would be a rather large stack of hay, not a small stack.
Mm-hmm. Where would you take your cows for milking? In the milk barn?
To the milk barn.
And horses would just be kept in the barn?
Yeah, in the barn.
What kind of a fence did you have around your farm? Or I should say, what kinds of
barbed wire?
Barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
And what was this attached to?
Posts.
Posts? With what?
Staples.
Mm-hmm. These were put into the posts how?
What do you mean? Driven in?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
With what?
Hammer.
Now this sounds kind of stupid, you see, but just going through this, I get all the things I want. How'd you put your posts in the ground?
Post hole digger.
Did you ever take a large hammer and drive?
Yes, Dad used to have 16-pound mauls sometimes. Uh-huh. Walk down the sweat and sharpen them and drive them with that. Not very often.
Were fences around here ever made of wood?
No, not that I could remember. No.
What would you call one made of wood?
Oh, rail
perhaps
fence.
Rail fence? Sure. That would be?
Yes.
Would it have another bar up above?
I can answer that.
Some of these are made like this.
Yes.
And then others in certain parts of the country have a mm-hmm. an upper.
I have seen those, but not around here. I was raised on a prairie out there in Hobart.
Uh-huh. What would you call a fancy fence in town made out of boards?
Rail fence.
Well, I was thinking one more that has gaps about like that between the boards.
Excuse me. Picket fence.
Uh-huh. What would you call the separate members of that?
Separate members of the picket fence? Well, I would call them small boards. I don't know.
Uh-huh. What did you do with stone or rock in your...
Stones and rock?
Uh-huh.
Well, we didn't have it. we didn't have it out there on that bald prairie. we wanted rocks. We had to go somewhere else to get them.
Now, what did you carry your milk in?
Milk pails.
Well, these were metal?
Metal milk pails, yes.
If you wanted to get milk from a pump, I better slow down. If you wanted to get water from a pump, what would you carry it in?
Bucket.
Metal?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When did you put your table scraps in to feed to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Metal?
Yes.
Did your mother ever go out in the spring when the flowers were in bloom and bring some in?
Oh, yes.
What would she say she was going to do?
Pick flowers.
And then she'd bring them in and put them in what?
Put them in a vase.
I asked you about soup. What would you eat soup with?
Well, I was raised up just eating a soup, just a spoon. Not a soup spoon, a spoon.
And, you've got all neon lights. What do you call those things over there that are shining?
Bulbs.
Uh-huh. What did your mother do after you finished eating?
Did she clean up the table? Or what are you referring to, perhaps?
And then what was her next step?